Chaf Hey Amar Bey's third line down, second line down. Yorad Litvolim Yachala Alis. The Gemara says that if a person goes down into the mikvah and he sees that the time is ticking and he's about to miss Kriyat Shema, it's about to be Netzachama, he should quickly, if he can get out in time, so then get out. But if he can't, then dip under the mikvah before Nates. Says the Gemara, Lematana Stomach, Rabbi Eliezer. Is this a Stam Mishnah, which is Chaf Hey Amar Bey's third line down? Lema Tanan Stomach Rabbi Eliezer. Should we say that there is a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer? Because we had at the beginning of the parak, we had a machlekas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua whether or not you have to say Kriya Shema by Nates or by the third hour of the day. Our Mishnah is saying if the time is ticking and you're about to miss Nates, so is it a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer that you must say Kriya Shema by Nates? Da'amar Adha Nates Achama? And the Gemara says no. Afilu Tema Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah could accord like Rabbi Yeshua. And nevertheless, even Rabbi Yeshua is masking that the best idea would be to say Kriya Shema by Nates. V'dilma kevasikin. The Amar Rabbi Yechon and Vasikin hayu goyimim ha'isah im ha'Nates Achama. Because Rabbi Yeshua says that even according to me, there is the best idea, which is how we paskin, that you could say Kriya Shema up until the third hour of the day, but nevertheless, the best idea would be to say Kriya Shema before Nates, so that you can go ahead. Now, the problem with this is that Rabbi Yochanan's statement finishes off, so that you can go ahead and say Shemina Esrei with Vasikin at Nates Achama. But this guy, our friend in the mikvah, if he comes out, I don't understand the Gemara, because our friend in the mikvah, he's not going to be able to daven Kriya Shema, to daven Shemina Esrei at Nates. So for him, I don't see why. Like Bishlam Rabbi Elazar he holds that the Zman Kriya Shema is at Nates, so I can understand why why the clock is ticking. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not pshat that you're going to be making the minyan. And even if you want to say that yes, he is making the minyan, we just learned the Gemara before that you have to daven with your shirt on. So it doesn't help to. So the guy's not going to be davening in the mikvah. All right, I don't. Sorry, Chiyon. Okay, v'imloi is kaseh b'mayim v'yikra. If not, if you don't have time to get out and get dressed, you should quickly cover yourself with the water and read the Kriya Shema like that. Questions the Gemara. V'harei liboi roya esa erba. Your heart and your heart is in the same waters as the erba. If I remember correctly, there's a... the Gemara is not asking that you're Roya Esa Erva because you're in clear water. Only because your heart and the erva is in the same. Sorry, your heart and the erva is in the same body of water. Is it considered that your heart is seeing the erva? If I remember correctly, that's because otherwise, why is the Gemara asking Roya Esa Erva? What about you seeing the erva? You could also see your erva. I mean, it's clear water, you hope. So I think we say that if it's covered by water, that's considered a covering. Do they have a note there?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, okay. Is an eitzah to pull yourself out of the water up until your chest? I think that should be an eitzah, because then your erva's out of the water, your erva's in the water, and your heart is out of the water.
Yeah, they mentioned that.
Yeah, okay, fine.
They said the Gemara could have answered that.
Okay, good. All right. Amar Rabbi Elazar v'yitemer Rav Acha bar Abba bar Acha mishim Rabbeinu b'mayim akurim shanu. We're talking about dirty water. The damu ka'aras semichta shaloi, where it is like as if you're in underground. It is like thick. It is like plain earth. And therefore, when you go ahead and you're in that dirty water, your heart, it's true. It's in the same body of water, but since they can't see each other. It's like there's earth packed against you, and therefore shelo yira li by erva. So it's talking about where your heart cannot see the erva. All right, like we said, you could pull even if it was clear water, you could have gotten around it as well. Tan Rabbanan, mayim tzululim. If a person has clear, this is no geya. If a person is say, I mean, I don't know if a person has generally, unless a person is in a mikvah, then he's not wearing nothing. Guy's in a bathing suit, you could say a shahakal, because the bathing suit is separating between your heart and your erva, so there's no shayla. But the only time a guy is, let's say a guy is for some reason, you know, swimming without anything on, and he wants to say a shahakal, as long as his heart is out of the water, then even if it's clear water, it's okay to say a shahakal. Tan Rabban and Mayim Tzululim, clear water. Yeshiv Behen Ad Savaro, if you're in there up until your neck, it's the Kaira. You're allowed to be there up until your neck and you can read Kriyishma. But Yeshiv, I remember, no, Oichwin Baragla, you should kick up some dirt and make the water a bit muddy. I have a Tanakama, Vahare Libay Raya. So, according to the Tanakama, your heart and Erva are in the same body of water, not separated by anything. So, your heart is seeing, quotation marks, the Erva. Answers the Gemara, okay, that's exactly the machlokes between the Tanakama and this Yeshayim. Kosova, the Tanakama holds, is of the opinion that Libay Raya is the Erva is mutter, that if some, for somebody's heart to see the Erva is mutter. Like we saw in Omar Aleph, that there's an opinion that says that as long as your body, your heart could see the Erva, as long as your head is not seeing the erva. Vahari akeva roya es erva. I, according to the Tanakhama, but what about your akeva? Your, now, akeva literally means the heel, but it probably means any other part, body part, that generally does not see the erva. And again, kosavar, akeva roya es erva's mutter. That's also permitted. It's all, as long as your head doesn't see the erva he holds, it's okay. Itmar was stated on Machlekes, Akevai Roya Se'erva is mutter. If somebody's other parts of his body are able to see the erva, meaning there's no separation between his legs, and this is Takahui Paskin, a person has a robe on, so he ties the robe, so now his heart doesn't see the erva because the tie is in between. But Lamaisa, his erva is hanging loose and it's straight, his knees and Akevai, everything else can see it. What generally, you don't have that, it's mutter. You're allowed to say a bracha like that. So long as it's A, covered from the rest of the world, so you're wearing a robe, and there's a separation between your heart and your erva, that's mutter to say brachin. And that's what we're saying right now. A kevai, if your heel, other body parts that generally don't see the erva, are seeing the erva, it's nevertheless mutter. A kevai is mutter. Nogeya. What about touching? So, I don't think this means that if a person is, let's say, inner thigh is touching his erva. Because that doesn't, I don't think it means, although I'm not knocking out this possibility, but I don't think it means that a person has to wear, let's say, underwear that are tight and totally contain the erva so that the inner thigh doesn't touch the erva. I think this means body parts that generally don't touch the erva. For example, if a person is sitting like an Indian style where his heel might, cross-legged, where his heel might touch the erva. That is the Gemara's question. Body parts that generally don't touch the erva. So there, Abaya Amar is usher. If it's not seeing, it's more than seeing, it's touching it. Abaya says it's usher v'rava Amar mutter. Rav Zvid, masnila l'hashmaita hachi. Rav Zvid learned the Gemara like the way we just learned it. Rav Chinina, braid Rav Ika, masnila hachi. Rav Chinina, braid Rav Ika, learned it as follows. Nogeya, if it's touching, d'vriya kol is usher. Raya, that's what we had the machlekes. So Abaya Amar usher, rava Amar mutter. And the reason why Rava says it's mutter is because lo nitna teru l'malach yeshes. We can't be perfect in this area. You can't always wear, if you're wearing a robe, so then we're not malachim. We have an erva, and it's a matter of life, and it's a fact of life. I mean, and it's okay to have your ekeva roya's erva. The hilchasa and halacha is nogeya is aser roya is mutter, and that's taka how we paskin. So that's why I mean that I don't think halacha l'maisa a person must wear underwear that contains it, so his inner thigh doesn't touch it. I think it means that. Body parts that generally don't touch it. Amar Rava, tzoya ba'ashashas. If a person sees tzoya ba'ashashas, meaning excrement, but it's covered by a glass, it's mutter likras kriyishma kenegda, that is permitted to read kriyishma right in front of it. Because it's not the seeing of the erva that's the problem, it's being in the proximity in the same rishus. So if it's covered over with a glass, albeit it is viewable, but it is not. There's a separation between you and it. It's covered. So memele, it's mutter. Somebody told me that I learned this once a long time ago with somebody else, and he was laughing because he said that in his office, on his desk, he has paperweight, whatever, a fancy paperweight. He has across the top a long piece of excrement, and it says, covered. It says, real Texas, whatever. You're using a four-letter word. And it's apparently a funny thing, but I don't know why he has it on his desk. But it's like a framed thing. It's like covered over in a dome and everything like that. That's his like real Texas blank. So he was like, in case you ever want to know, why would you have excrement covered by a shashis? He says you can come to my desk. But so that would be mutter. In case the guy ever wants to say a bracha in his office desk, he would be mutter to read it over there. Probably, anyways, it's lacquered or covered over with something, you hope. But I'm not sure why a guy would buy it, but apparently they knew their market. Now, if a person has an erva ba'ashashes, meaning that there's somebody standing unclothed, but they're behind a window, that is us to the Kriyas Shema Kenegda. It is prohibited to read Kriyas Shema in front of her. And the reason is, Tzoya Ba'ashashis and Mutal Kriyas Shema Kenegda, because the Tzoya Bikisui Talia Milsa. Because Tzoya is, Bikisui is with a covering, Talia Milsa, it is dependent upon. And if it's covered, it's covered. V'hamichsin, it's covered. Erva, however, a woman standing there unclothed, Ba'ashashis, behind a glass door, also the Kriyas Shema Kenegda. Because V'lo Yira B'cha Erva's Dover, because it says, because the prohibition of seeing a Erva is dependent on seeing it. And v'hakam is chazoi, and you're able to see it. So therefore, even though it is, as long as it's viewable, it is prohibited. And in fact, we paskin like this, that erva ba'ashashas is prohibited. Interesting question, what about a picture? You have a picture of a non-sneas lady. Is it, you're seeing it, but it's not real erva. So there we say that it's not real erva. You can't have bad thoughts. So if a person would look at this in a totally unclean picture, then obviously he's gonna, he might have bad thoughts. That, then he wouldn't be allowed to look at it. But Hanogeya is, let's say it's not a lady that's going to cause bad thoughts, and the guy is somewhat used to it, and you see a girl, a picture of a girl in a tank top because she's doing some advertisement or something like that, and it's not going to cause you to think, then it's okay. Even though a real tank top, a girl in a tank top, even if it's not going to cause you to think, it's us to say a bracha in front of her. But if a person's standing at a bus stop, and there's an advertisement there, and there's a girl in a tank top there, that's not real erva. If it would cause you to think you're in a place where she's wearing a bikini or nothing, and it would cause you to think, then taka, you can't look at it. But that's a different halacha. That's not because of erva. What about a mirror? So mirror, they say, has a status of a real erva, because it is a reflection of real things. And they say it is has a halacha of seeing an erva through a window. I'm going to buy it. Tzoya kol shehu mevat lebarek. If a person sees a little bit of excrement in front of him, he can just...
Any picture that, for that, as long as you're not, so like, let's say,
if it's not a real picture, if it's not a real erva, because it's just,
you know, let's say you're on a plane in Yadavan and everyone around you has issues of Playboy open,
right?
Then as long as you don't focus it, it's okay. You don't have to worry.
You can't look at it, right? Yeah. So business, it's closing one's eyes in that area. You don't have to turn away. You don't have to, as long as you're not seeing it. Yeah. So yeah, kol shehu is mevat lebereik. Yeah, it's no gaya, because a lot of times you have all those screens around him saying, who knows? Tzoya kol shehu mevat lebereik. If somebody has tzoya, it sounds like planes are very difficult, because a lot of times you have people, a married woman right over there without hair, a girl over there with a tank top. I'm saying it's very difficult on a plane to make a bracha. Tzoya kol shehu mevat lebereik. Tzoya, if a person has a little tzoya in front of him, he could spit on it, and that will be considered a covering. Amrava ubereik av, it's got to be a thicker cover, it's got to be a thicker spit. Amar Rava, Tzaya Beguma, if there's Tzaya in a hole, so then you can cover it over with your shoe. You could step on the hole, assuming that it's a smaller hole, so, or you have a huge foot. So Tzaya Beguma is Manir Sandalay Aleha, you're able to put your foot on top of it, and that would be considered Vekaya Kriya Shema. Questions the Gemara, Bo'i Meir Braid Ravina, what about if your foot touches it? So if your shoe touches it.
Now so that's assuming that it has no odor, right? Because if it has an odor,
correct.
You can't stand there.
Correct. That would be an odor. You know what? I'm not 100% sure, because since it might be considered as if it's in a different rishos. If it's considered as if it's in a different rishos,
as we learned before, you have to go away from the odor.
Right, but that's because it was in the same rishos. What happens if it's in a different rishos?
No, you're standing on top of it with your foot over the.
I know, but I'm saying that it might. This might be considered as if it's a different rishos. I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. If it's considered as if it's a different rishos, then it might have the status of a rei she'ein le'ikur, and I don't know. What do they say? Do they comment? If it has no odor?
I don't know.
I'm gonna leave that one for a suffix for now. I'm not sure if it gives it a status of a different rishos. All right. What about what happens if it gets on the bottom of your foot? My, what's the din? Teiku. It is a teiku. My friend's kid went to visit somebody else's house, and he came out of the house. He's like, the place stinks. So my friend, okay, whatever. It's a strange thing for a kid to say. Turns out the kid had stepped in doggy doo beforehand and tracked up the whole friend's house. So it was this kid's problem. And now, yeah, meanwhile, the other friend, both of them were my friends. The other guy's like, whoa, that kid stinks. Turns out, okay, you got to know before you complain about somebody else to make sure it's not on your own shoe. Amar Rav Yehuda, akum arum asulikris krishma kenegda. A non-clothed akum. In other words, erva by an akum, it is prohibited to read kriyashma in front of, if it's a man in front of him, or a woman, even in front of a tefach. Ma'iri akum, afilu Yisrael nami, even a Jew. The Gemara says, Yisrael, pshita le da'aser, of course a Jew. So the chiddush is by a goy. Elo da'akum, it's trichale. The chiddush is that even a non-clothed goy. Because ma'hu the same ahoyel v'chsiv b'hu asher b'sar chamayram b'saram, I would have thought that since it says that they are like a donkey, just like you're allowed to read in front of a non-clothed animal. Ema kichamor ba'almahu, I would say they're like a non-clothed, they're just like a donkey. Kamash melon, the inhunami ikri erva. Kamash melon, no, with regards to erva, they are considered like an erva. And the chsiv, ervas avihem loy ra'u, as it says by Noach, they didn't see their erva of their father. So we see that even non-Jew, because Noach was not a Jew, we see that even a non-Jew, he was the first by Noach, so we see even a non-Jew is considered has the status of an erva, and memela, albeit in other contexts we consider them goyim, or we consider them chamayim. With regards to the parsha of erva, we are strict that they have a status of an erva, and memela one cannot read kriyat shema in front of a non-sneas woman or a totally unclothed man. Okay, then the Gemara says, the next part of the Mishnah is, a person is not allowed to cover himself over with bad water, like water with smelly water, or with water that was used to soak flax, until you put in more water. Says the Gemara, I mean, how much water are you supposed to put in? It already is water. It had just water that soaked flax in it. So now you have to add in more water. The Kamamaya Rami Va'azal. How much water are you supposed to go ahead and put in and go on? Rami va'azel, and how much water are you supposed to add over here? It already has water, so what exactly is the ratio of bad water to good water? The Gemara says, Ela hachikamar. No, you're right. Once it's bad water, you can't cover yourself with it at all. There's no eitzah of diluting it. Lo yiskas lo b'may marayim v'lo b'may mishra klal. A person cannot cover himself with unclean water or b'may mishra, with water that flax was soaked in at all. When it says to dilute it with water, that was talking about urine. U'may raglayim. Now, I don't think this is talking about, this is not talking about where you're covering yourself with urine. This is talking about making a bracha in the proximity of urine. If you want to make a bracha in the proximity of urine, there it's only permitted if you dilute it somewhat.
You pour water into the bedpan and then you can make a bracha.
Correct. That is correct. And meiraglayim, if a person has urine, then he should dilute it with some water, and then he's allowed to read it. And the Gemara discusses how much water must it be diluted with. Tanu Rabbanu, we have a brisa. Kama yatil l'toichen mayim, how much water must you dilute the bedpan with? And again, we must remember that in front of a bedpan that contains only urine, it's only asur midrabanan. Midioraisa, it's only usher if the person is urinating. But urine on the floor is not a problem. The only problem is excrement, is feces. But urine is not a problem, midioraisa. The Rabbanan, we say it's a problem. So the Rabbanan were mekel. As soon as it's diluted, it's okay. How much dilution? Kol shehu, even a tiny drop of water. As long as you made an effort to dilute it, it's no problem. Rabbi Zakoy Omer, and this is how we pass in a Ravias, about between 3 and 5 ounces.
In our modern day bathrooms, where the toilet bowl contains
water already. There is not a problem. Technically, now there's another problem of saying a bracha in a bathroom, and we're machmer that our bathrooms have a status of a bathroom, even though it's a chumrah. Totally chumrah. Be'etzem, technically, according to the strict letter of the law, one should be able to say a bracha, even if he just finished urinating in the toilet. The ma'aseh we're machmer not to.
Flush,
like, no, for sure. But he's saying even if you don't flush and the urine is still there, he's correct. Because with regards to the urine, that's no problem at all because it's already diluted. It's just because it's in a bathroom. So, for example, if a person is, sometimes you have a kid, you're on a car trip and the kid needs to go, so you stop at the side of the road, he goes in a tiny puddle, even if it's a tiny puddle, you could say a bracha right there if you need to.
When it says cover himself with water, what...
I made him say the first part it was talking about covering yourself with water.
Right.
That was in a mikvah or whatever, if a person's in a mikvah or in a pool or whatever.
So like he's saying he's covering, he's pouring.
No. It means dip your body underwater. So you're up to water, up to your head.
Mm-hmm. So he's doing that why? Because he's naked and he's the daven?
Yeah, or say Shkriya Shema. Mm-hmm.
A woman goes to the mikveh, she makes a bracha in the water, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, mm-hmm. There we tell her to hug herself to make another separation, but yeah. Because it's clean water.
But your body can't separate, right?
Your body can't cover. Mm-hmm. It can't act as a covering, but it could act as a separation, I believe. We tell them to hug themselves. I believe it could act as a separation. So for a man, it doesn't help. Because there's another problem of being exposed. Like, you can't be totally naked and then cover yourself like this. That will act as a separation, but there's another issue. You're unclothed. You're uncovered. So in a mikvah, that would be a netzah. If your body is, because your body is covered with the water, and then you have a separation. No, I mean not. It could be if you stay in the mikveh the whole day, you want to take a drink. The Taz discusses
even,
that case, but
even like for Tuma Tahara issues.
Eventually, if we start keeping Tuma Tahara issues and it becomes nogeya, so then maybe we will make brachas. But right now, we're all tummy anyways, and the mikvahs are not really helping us.
Right.
So it's not like if a person. So then it might things might change.
When,
it's possible, yeah. There's a mitzvah going to the mikvah on the right time. So yeah, we probably will make a mikvah. We'll make a bracha. Now, because women are going to the mikvah and it affects them, because they don't need to be tahar from tumas meis, so that's a bracha for them. As long as you're going when you could go, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is no geya one or two times if a person wants to go on the harabayas. So he has to get tummy from zav and so the special mikvahs that they use in Yerushalayim for that, Yesh La'ayin, if they say a bracha there. If you do go to such a mikvah, you have to do the same chafifas as a girl does for Nida, because you're doing a mikvah d'araisa. For those type of people, I'm not sure if they say a bracha. I could hear that they should have to, but I'm not sure. Okay, the Gemara says, how much is a machlekas, a kolshehu, or a revius? Amar of Nachman, machlekas lebesoif. The machlekas is only if one urinated into an empty place and now he wants to add water. Alva betchila, but if he urinated into a puddle, kolshehu, even if there's a tiny drop of water there. Revius of Amar, no, machlekas lechatchila. The machlekas between a kolshehu and a revius is when one urinated into the tiny drop of into the puddle. But if he's lebesoif, but if one is urinating towards. If one is urinating lebesoif, the reakol is a revius. Amar Rav Yosef l'shamei, Rav Yosef said to his attendant, "Aisi li reviyasa, bring the maya, bring me a revius of water." Rabbi Zakoi, he wanted to paskin like Rabbi Zakoi for a revius. Tan Rabbanan, graf shel rei, va'abit shel mei raglaim. If a person has a bedpan, or that is used for rei. For feces or used for urine. Also, the Kriya Shema Kenegda, it is prohibited from reading Kriya Shema Kenegda, even if it doesn't have anything in it currently. Now, since it is a bedpan.
So, what does one do at the hospital?
So, I mean, it's Kenegda. You could go ahead and you can cover it, and you know, as long as it's covered, it's okay. I'm not also sure if it could be that it's. I'm sure we'll be machmir, but there's definitely room to differentiate between a plastic one where it doesn't maintain the stink or the grossness, and the old ones which were clay and maintained, you know, had probably a lot of feces and thing inside the body of it. Nevertheless, I'm sure we are machmir, and a simple covering with a sheet would be considered covering it.
So it's an issue if there's a clean urinal in a room. That's what we're saying.
Yeah. But again, merely covering it with a sheet is fine. As long as there's no stench from it, then you can cover it over with a paper.
You just move into a different room.
Yeah, that sometimes though it's easier to get a sheet and cover over the bedpan. You don't want to walk into your neighbor's room and explain that you need to make a bracha.
Right. Does it make a difference if it has a lid, like a toilet, where you just cover it and then...
I would assume, again, this is all chumras, because, but I would assume not. I would assume you have to use some sort of covering. You know what, it's nogeya. Also, a lot, some mikvahs, women's mikvahs, sometimes they have preparation rooms, and in the preparation room they have a toilet, and sometimes the lady has to push a button, depending on which mikvah, and they wait for the attendant to come. And what do you do for 10 minutes? So some ladies like to say tehillim and tefillahs before that. Is she allowed to say a tefillah in the room with the toilet? So this is it probably has some sort of status of Kriya Shema Kenegda. My guess would be that she should not face it, and she could say it in the other corner. Now, of course, she shouldn't be totally unclothed when she does that, but merely for her, she doesn't have a problem with having a tefach uncovered. It's only for somebody else. So merely wearing, merely wearing, you know, underwear would be fine. That would be, I believe that would be okay.
In all these cases, isn't it already connected to what ain't of the issue?
Correct. So that's what I'm saying. Turn and face away. Go to the other end of the room and face away. And then that should be fine.
So that's just having any container for urine. So what would be like the catheter?
That's a very big question. Those that have catheters, very big question. Those that have, like, say,
you're covered with a sheet, like you said.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but it's a question. How they go into daven and things like that. It's a, but yeah, if I believe that if it is covered,
isn't the catheter itself a cover?
Yeah, but the question is that I know, but no, so the catheter itself. So, but I'm saying, but then it's draining the stuff. So I'm not sure. I would
it's
have
separated.
To. What?
But it's separated by itself.
You're saying it's covering
not,
itself,
it's not the loose
and it's
liquid.
And it contains in a bag.
Right.
Yeah, that should be okay. Yeah, you're right. That should be no worse than say about shashas. Yeah, you're right. A catheter should be okay, even if it's contained in a bag.
So why isn't that the same thing as the shomer regalim?
I don't know if it's miyuchad. Is it miyuchad for that?
A catheter.
And what else did I use catheters for, huh?
I mean, it's like a bedpan.
If there's a, you don't know that there's a
flow
going on. We said, you
know, you can dive next to urine, but not. I'm saying, but that would be the right. But even still, it's covered.
No, if it's the difference because it's within a cover.
Urinating, you can't go while you're. Urinating.
No. So you yourself, maybe not. But what about you know the fellow who's coming to visit?
If you're in a hospital and you have a catheter, right. You can't daven at all until a catheter is removed.
Well, because
no,
you say because.
Cover it.
Well, I know, but he's pointing out that maybe you yourself while the urine is passing maybe cannot have a problem.
Right, but the patient.
The patient himself, I mean.
Just covers the catheter.
No, but there may be an issue of while he's urinating.
But you don't know.
Right, that's the problem.
It comes automatically. You don't know.
Right, that's what he's pointing out.
So at any given time, you might be urinating and not realize it.
Halacha l'maisa, with regards to catheters, for the patient himself, I don't know. For the other person, I'm not sure. I hear the question that why isn't the catheter considered an avet shel mei raglayim? I do hear a differentiation, a drop. But, okay. Says the Gemara a... Brice, a long Brice. Graf shemei v'avim megalim also the course kirishim connected. Alpha pishein behem klum. Umer glaim atzman ad shiatul techen mayim. The kamayat an actual urine is until you dilute it with some water. The kamayatul techen mayim. This Brice of Paskins a kol shu Rabbi Zaka emer Ravius. Bein lefnei hamita, bein laachar hamita. Whether it is in front of the bed or behind the bed. Now we have a position of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and we're going to have to investigate this position. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, here are his words. Laachar hamita, behind the bed, kaira. You're allowed to read Kriya Shema. Lefnei hamita, eina kaira. Before the bed, if the bedpan is in front of the bed, you're not allowed to read it. Aval marchiku arba amas, the kaira Kriya Shema. But you can go away four amas and read Kriya Shema. The Gemara is not sure where that statement is. Is that going on... if it's behind the bed, meaning the bed is separating between you and the bedpan, then you are allowed to, then you step away 4 amas. Or is it going on before the bed? You can't read it. But if you go away 4 amas, then you could. And the final opinion is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Afilu Bayis Mea Ama Lo Yikra Ad Sheyetzim Oishi Anichem Tachas Amita. You cannot be in the same room as the bedpan until you take the bedpan out or you place it underneath the bed. There's some sort of hefsek. Iboilu, questions the Gemara. Heichi Ka Amar. How did Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel learn? Achar Hamita. In other words, behind the bed, meaning there's a separation of the bed between you and the bedpan. Koira Miyad. Then you're allowed to read Kriya Shema right away. But lifnei hamita, in front of the bed, if it's right next to you, then you have to go in. There's nothing separating between you and the bedpan. Then you have to separate from it 4 amas. Marchik arba amas v'kaira. Oidil mahachik amar. Or perhaps you read it as follows. La'achar hamita, behind the bed, that's when you have to separate dalad amas. Marchik dalad amas v'kaira. And lifnei hamita, then you can't read at all. Eina kaira klal. So the Gemara quotes another brisa. This brisa is going to clarify which one is which, but the problem with the second brisa is that the names are mixed up. Tan Rabbanan d'tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who we had saying you can't do it at all. Omer achar hamita kera miyad lefneham. If there's a separation between you between the bed between you and the bedpan, then it is mutter to read right away. Lefnehamita marchek arba amas, before the bed you must separate 4 amas between you and the bedpan. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Afilu Bayis Mea Ama Lo Yikra Ad Sheyetzim Oishenichem Tachas Amita. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, even if a house is a huge house, you cannot be in the same room as the bedpan. So the Gemara says, Ba'ayon, our question, if Shitalon, you answered. Okay, we know now how to read the first brisa, how to read Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's opinion, because the second brisa was clearer in its explanation of the halachas. It is clear that you could be right now, as long as there's a separation between you and the bedpan, it's fine. And if there's no separation, you need dalad amas. But the names are messed up. Masniyasa, Kashyan Ahadadi. The two Mishnayas, they quote the opinions differently. So the Gemara says, Epoch. All right, a simple solution. You're right, one of them was recorded wrong. Epoch Bas Raisa. Switch the names in the second Raisa so that they accord correctly with the names in the first Raisa. The Gemara says, Machaz is the Ifchas Bas Raisa. What gives you the right to switch the names of the second Raisa? Epoch Kamaisa. Maybe we should switch the names in the first Raisa. And the Gemara says, no, elsewhere in Shas, we know that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar's name is the one who always says that big houses don't mean anything, and if you're in a big house, it's the same thing as if you're in a small house. Man shamet le'da amar kuli b'ayas ka'arba amas dami Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar him. So therefore, we're going to say that that's his opinion here too. Rashi says he doesn't know where this other place is. So we'll leave it at that. But that's why the Gemara switches the second one, not the first one. Amar Yosef, boy, my name is Rav Huna. Can we ask Rav Huna the following question? Mita, if you have a bed that is less than 3 tefachim off the ground, pachas mishloisha, he says, pshitali, that's pashit to me that that's considered a good covering. If the bedpan is under a bed and is less than 3 tefachim from the floor, then that bed is a good covering for the bedpan. The kilava dummy, it is like lovud, and the bed is as if it is squished on the floor, so it's a good covering. If the bed is, though, 3 tefachim, more than 3 tefachim off the ground, 4, 5, 6, shloisha, arba, chamisha, shisha, shiva, shmoina, tisha, ma, what's the din? Amarle, lo yadan, I don't know. Do you need a bed that is close to the ground to be considered a good covering? Or but 4, 5, 6 is not a good covering? He says, I don't know.
I thought the covering was as long as you don't see it. So if it's under the bed, no matter the height,
so he's
you
saying
can't see it.
That is true, but he's going with a different opinion here. That I was saying, halacha lemaisa. He is saying a different opinion, that it has to be like in a different rishos or under the bed. This is going in the opinion that it has to be, you cannot be in the same room as the bed.
Even though you don't see it.
Correct. That's what he's saying. Even if it's 100 amas long and you're far away, you still can't be in the same room. It has to be out of the room or under the bed. So he's saying if it's under the bed is squishing it. That's considered covering. The question is, what about 4, 5, 6? That he says, I don't know. But what about, he says, 10 is for sure no good, he wanted to say. Asara vade loy mi bayli. 10 is for sure no good. That's already too high. Omar Abaya, you're right and you're wrong. Shaber avdis dilo ibayilicha. It's a good thing that you didn't ask that. Because kol asara, if it's in under a bed that's 10 high, that's reshusa achritahi. That's considered its own reshus. That's considered as if it's out of the room. Of course, that's good. Not like you thought that, of course, it's bad. Of course, it's good. Amar Rava Taka follows in. Hayochas apachas mishloisha kil lovad. I mean, if it's less than 3, it is like lovad and it's mutter. Asara, more than 10 is reshusa achritahi, like Abaya said, and it's also mutter. The question is, mishloisha ad asara, from 3 to 10, haynu tebo'i minei Rav Yosef mei Rav Huna. That's the question that Rav Yosef asked Rav Huna. V'loi pashat lei. And he didn't answer him. So Rava sides with Abaye. Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, like we said, that you have to be outside of the room or under a bed. V'chein Amar Baali, Amar Yaakov, a name that comes up every now and then. Bro de Bashmuel, the daughter, again, we said why his name is the Bashmuel. Halacha, because halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. V'Rava Amar, ain halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Now, we generally, we don't paskin by what the Gemara says. We would have to look in Shulchan Aruch to find out exactly how we paskin. And Rava says the halacha does not accord with Rabbi Elazar. Rav Achoy, period. That's the end of the Gemara. Rav Achoy, I asik le lebre beir of Yitzhak bar Shmuel bar Marsa. Rav Achoy was trying to, he was the chassan rabbi for the son of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marsa. And Ayla lechuppah, he brought him into the chuppah, in other words, to the hotel after the wedding. And v'lo yave mistayei amilsa. And it wasn't working. He wasn't able to consummate the marriage. Ozel basrei le'yuna. So he came into the room to help him out. Like, give him another chassan shmuz. Chaza, he saw Sefer Torah, the mancha. He saw Sefer Torah right next to the bed. Hamalei, he said, Iku hashta, now, look now. If I didn't come here now, sakantun labri, you would have made a sakana for my son. The Tanya, bayish yesh by Sefer Torah, tefillin, a house that has a Sefer Torah or tefillin, also l'shamash by Semita, it's prohibited to have relations there. Ad sheyetzim, until you take it out, or until it is covered, kli b'tayich kli. Omar Abaye, loyshanu ella beklisha ain't a kilyan. And this that it's a kli b'tayich kli is only if it's a keli that is not its covering. I'm sorry?
Kli b'tayich kli with a sefer Torah, so the mantle is considered a kli?
So you need to have one keli that's not used for it. You need to put it into another bag, a targa bag or something like that, or a garbage bag.
Well, you have it in a shiva house. They bring in a safer Torah. They bring in the portable...
yeah, but it's not in the bedroom. Torah.
No, no, but he said the whole house.
No. No, it means Abayis. It means the room.
He said the whole house here.
Yeah, I know, but it's talking about because they had one-room houses, though.
Oh, that's what it means, the same room.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was they meant the whole house. You can't...
Yeah, no, so it means the same room. Lemaisa, we're machmer on Sfarim also. It's very okay if a person has a guest room not to keep Sfarim in the guest room, or if certainly in one's bedroom. A certain person's not allowed to keep Sfarim in the bedroom. The big shaila is a mezuzah. Sometimes you have a mezuzah. So depending on which way the door opens, the door opens inwards, then the mezuzah is usually on the outside, so it's not a problem. If the door opens outwards, you usually have a problem with the mezuzah and exactly how to... So we tell you to get a non... clear mezuzah case, like that's a clear one, and unclear, and then wrap up the mezuzah inside with a special, not only the wrapper that comes with the mezuzah, but put a bag around it or something like that.
So with the Sefer Torah, the aron that comes with it is not considered a separate clean.
No, that's because it's made for it. You have to put a garbage bag around it. Yeah. But this, again, it's tafkim if it's in the person's bedroom. It's an unusual case to have a Sefer Torah in the person's bedroom. Yeah. But mezuzah is a normal shaila, and sfarim is a very normal shaila, especially if a person is going into somebody else's house and they're sleeping in one of the bedrooms, like the kids give them the bedroom. The kids always have sfarim in their room, and it's not a you have to cover it over. Amar Abaye, lo yishanu ela beklisha ena kilyan, ava beklisha hu kilyan afilu asara ma'ani kechad mana dami. Even 10 kalim are like one kalim. So if a person has, first they wrap up the Sefer Torah, and then they wrap it up again, putting the mantle on. Then they put the another mantle, they put it in the Sefer Torah. It's all in the Aron. It's all not counted. Amar Rava glima a kim tara, a cloak on top of a bookshelf, would be considered kikli b'tachli dami. That's considered a covering over a covering. And that is indeed how we paskin. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Sefer Torah tzarech la'asos le'mechitza asara. A Sefer Torah specifically, you got to make a, you have to put a mechitza in front of it. Mar Zutra ikloi le'beir of Ashi, chazi le'duchte de Mar Bar of Ashi, demonach be Sefer Torah. He saw the bedroom of Mar Bar of Ashi that has Sefer Torah in it. Va'avilei mechitza asara, you put a mechitza in front of it. Amar like, k'mayn k'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, you're ruling like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, emadar b'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, deles be Beis Achrina. That's only b'diavet if you don't have another house to put the Sefer Torah in. Mar is the Beis Achrina, you have another house. Amalei lava datoy. You're right. I'm wrong. I wasn't thinking. Lava datoy. I did not think about it that way. L'chadchila, I should have put in another house. I'm not paskining not like him. I'm not paskining Not like you. You're right. From now on, I'll change.
How come we say, like, the bag of the tefillin is not a separate...
because it's made for
part
it.
Of the tefillin.
Right.
But now we're saying we count it as one of the coverings. Why is that? It shouldn't be counted as one of the coverings.
It's counted as one.
But it shouldn't be, because it's like part of the tefillin. It's like a receptacle.
Right, you so it's kind of... So you say, it's like one.
Two coverings over that cover.
You don't need two over. You need what? One of those kalim have to be none.
I'm saying it shouldn't be one. That's considered one of the two coverings.
Correct. Why not?
Because that's a holy cover.
It's not a holy cover.
You're saying it is. You can only use it. You can't use it. You can't put coins in it, we said before. So
because
it has special rules.
I understand, but it doesn't mean it's a holy thing itself. It means it's one covering. It's covered. It doesn't mean it got holiness.
It has special
rules, but
special
it doesn't. If you have the bag, let's say just the bag, somebody puts the bag in the bedroom, do you hold that you can't be mishamish in that bedroom?
I'm saying you have to put two bags over the tefillin.
Well, let's say you just have the bag.
No, it's not enough. You have to have two bags.
No, just the bag, no tefillin. Just the bag in the bedroom. Is that a problem?
Well, if it's used for tefillin.
It's not a problem.
If it's designated for tefillin,
even if
it's
designated for
tefillin,
it's not true. I mean, I don't know where you see that. Where do you see that?
Because we know we can't put coins in it.
So, but that doesn't mean that you
can't use that bag for something else. It has a special.
It does have a special kedusha, but it doesn't have the level of kedusha that you can't be mishamish.
But it does have a level of kedusha.
But that doesn't mean a lot of things have a level of kedusha, but it doesn't automatically mean that you can't. I mean, I don't see a source from where you're asking from.
Well, it's kind of like. Part of the mitzvah, you gotta have the bag.
I understand that it has kedusha, but it doesn't mean that. But
I'm saying that.
But we can't equate things that have kedusha. Everything is technically has somewhat kedusha. All right, let's go on because we're really running behind. Kama yachik behenu mina tzoya. How much must the person distance himself from tzoya? Arba amas amarava amarav sechayra amarav huna loyshanu elala achayra. That's only behind him. Avalafanav. But if you're facing it, marchik maloy enav. You have to distance yourself that you can't see it anymore. The chayin letfila and similarly for davening. Eini says the gemara v'hamarav from bar papa amarav chizda umid adam keneged beis akisei umis palo. A person is able to stand opposite a bathroom in daven. Says the gemara, it's talking about a basic kisa that is clean. Amy says the gemara, really? That's not. We don't know. Is there any difference between a cleaned out basic kisa, a cleaned out bathroom, and a not cleaned out bathroom? The amar of Yosef bar Chanina, basic kisa. Remember these basic kisa that we talked about? Afal b'shein batzay. Even if they were cleaned out and there's no excrement in there right now, ubeis amechet shamru afal b'shein ba'adam. And a basic amechet it's aser. Even if there's no person in there right now. Ella says the Gemara, "Hacha b'mayaskinen bechadati." This that it says that a person can daven opposite a beis akisei is talking about a new one. The Gemara, it was never used. That's different.
I'm a little confused over here.
Yeah,
the beis akisei has got a wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean you can see it? You can see it's the beis akisei.
Right.
But it has a wall there, so you mean you can't daven as long as you can see the beis akisei?
I believe, yes, but I don't know. I think that means, specifically, where there's only one, you know, a small little wall. Let's say like an outhouse in the olden days.
Right.
Where you look outside and you see, you know, specifically, facing this wall over here, I don't know if it would be a problem. I don't think it would be a problem. Facing the wall where the bathroom is right over here. I think it's specifically where, because for us, it's not like you're seeing the base of Kisi over here. Over there, you look outside, you see the outhouse, that is the outhouse. So I think that's the case of the Gemara, but yes. If you
see the outhouse, you can't daven as long as you can see it?
Well, the Gemara says, the Gemara starts off by saying, one second.
Rashi says, "Keneged beis akisei brocha karbamas."
Oh yeah.
So it's not.
The question. So okay, one second. No, Amarav is a Amarav. Lo shana ela lachar. Lafanav, you have to go molei enaf. V'chein letfila. Rabbi says, "Amid adam keneged beis akisei umis palal." Rashi is asking a question. No, Rashi is explaining the Gemara's question that you just told me that it's meloy enav. We see that you're allowed to daven as long as you're four amas away. Rashi is explaining the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers, that's talking about a basic kisa that doesn't have any tzoya. fact, the Gemara, there's no difference between a Beis HaKisei whether it has Tzaya or not. So the Gemara says, okay, we're talking about a new Beis HaKisei. That you're allowed to daven just 4 amas away is a new Beis HaKisei. Questions the Gemara. Let's just finish the two dots and then we'll discuss it. V'ha'mi boile l'ravina hezminu l'beis HaKisei ma'ahu. What's the halacha if a person designates an area but does not yet use a Beis HaKisei? What's the halacha? Yesh zimun ay ein zimun. Is there a designation or not? And the Gemara answers, kikami boile l'ravina l'meikim alea l'tzlui b'gave. Ravina was only discussing davening inside of it. Aval kenegdai, but in front of it, that's where he agrees that it is permissible to daven just 4 amas away. But a used Beis HaKisei, that you taka need Maloy Einav. So Amarava Hani Bate Knisia Bate Kise de Parsoi, these Persian Bate Knisia Kisois, Afagav where now the Persian Bate Kises were cleaner than the standard Bate Kisois. The feces fell into a hole and then you were able to cover it. So not half as good as our bathrooms, but nevertheless better than the standard. Afagav the Isbeit Soya, even if it had excrement in their kostumin dami, it is as if they were closed, and therefore you were able to daven in them. That is the chiddush. That's why I said nowadays our bathrooms are much better than the Beit HaKisei as Persians. But nevertheless, so everybody who discusses the halachas of what's the din with our bathroom, the comes from this Gemara. This Gemara is the main source that our bathrooms don't really have a din of being a bathroom because of this Gemara. They compare it to a Beit HaKisei, the Persian Beit HaKisei, and our Gemara bathrooms are definitely better than those. So nevertheless, I told you we are machmir that our bathrooms have a din of a Beis HaKisei. Now getting back to your question, so yes, I do believe that if there's no covering, in other words, if you're in your house and you see out the back window, so then it's in a different rishus. And again, all these things are dependent on being covered, and that's considered covered with regards to you. Although, mind you, now I'm remembering that there's a difference between if it's covered and there's a window between you and the excrement. Meaning, if a person is standing at his window and he sees excrement on the floor there, I remember they handle whether or not that's considered, whether or not you need a separation or it needs to be covered. So I'm not giving a stamp to this psak, but I believe that if there's a window between you and the outhouse, then it's okay. But if there's no window and you're standing in the backyard, then you need taka maloy enov. But our bathrooms over here, you don't really see the bathroom. It's part of the building and everything like that, and therefore, it's not an issue. That's what I think the psak is. But again,
if it's in something, you know, like let's say you have to give a school seat.
Yeah.
Would you be able to dive in the same room or no? Because it's self-contained.
It's covered. It's covered. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
So even if you can see it, like it's clear, whatever.
Yep. As long as it's covered.
So why for a bathroom is it?
A bathroom itself has a din of tzaya. The whole bathroom. So a stool sample doesn't have a din of a bathroom. So you could put a stool sample over here in daven. Because the excrement is what's prohibited. And that's covered. But there, the bathroom is what's prohibited. So it's the actual outhouse that's prohibited.
It just seems more that we're treating the bathroom more masbir than we are the
outhouse. No, it has the din of tzaya. The whole bathroom has a din of tzaya. So you have to cover it. If you can cover the bathroom, put a saran wrap on the bathroom. That would be okay also. Because it's like tzaya. So if you cover it, you cover it. That's why I was saying, if you have a glass wall between you and the bathroom, that's okay. The final mission we have seen already, Zav Shira'a Keri. If a Zav sees Keri, a Zav is a person who leaks out seminal fluid because he is sick. I think Art Scroll in several places translates as gonorrhea. What do they say over here? Or they just say Zav? Several places they do that.
That's what he says. Gonorrhea like emission.
Yeah. Shira'a Keri, he has a regular Keri. He has relations with his wife. Or Vanida, Shepalta Shechva Zera. If you have Vanida who emitted some Zera from a previous intimate encounter, or Bahamishameshes, a lady who has relations, Shira'as Anida, that she became Anida. In all three of these cases, there's a more severe tumah, and there's the tumah of being a Balkari. And the halacha is that a severe tumah could learn Torah, but a Balkari cannot. In all these cases, the Tanakhama holds Trichan Tvila in order to learn Torah. And even though you're not going to be getting rid of the main tumah, because a Zov needs 7 days, a Nida needs 7 days, nevertheless, they need Tvila for the Kari part in order to learn Torah. Rabbi Huda says, nah, you don't. Questions to Gemara. According to Rabbi Yehuda, is the pshat bal keri shara aziva? What is the pshat by a zav shara keri? According to Rabbi Yehuda, is the pshat because he was already a major tuma followed by the minor tuma? But what would be if it was the other way around? If he was a minor tuma bal keri and then he got gonorrhea and then he became a major tuma? What would be then? Is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda because he was already tame and therefore the bal keri cannot take effect, or is the pshat that no? So, Kozman, the guy has two tumas on him. He doesn't need to go to the mikvah. Ibailu, Balkari, Shara Aziva. According to Rabbi Huda, if a guy is a minor tuma followed by a major tuma, the Rabbi Huda Mahu, what's the din? According to Rabbi Huda. Ki Pater Rabbi Huda is the reason why Rabbi Huda patted the guy in our Mishnah who was a Balkari and a Zav Hasam is because he was first a Zav, Shara Akari. And then he became a minor tuma. The Meikara Labar Tvilahu, because originally when he became a Zav, when he became a Balkari, he was already not able to go to the mikvah. Ava Balkari, but a guy who's a Balkari, a minor tuma first, Shara Ziva, who then became a major tuma. The Meikara Bar Tvilahu, that already for a couple hours he was able and should have gone to the mikvah, then Taka Mechayev, he would be Mechayev him. Adil Malashna, perhaps there's no difference. And the Gemara proves from the third case in the Mishnah. The third case in the Mishnah is a lady who had relations and then became a Nida. So we see it's a minor tuma followed by a major tuma. Hamishamesh is Varasa Nida, Tzricha Tvila, Rabbi Huda Paiter. Vahamishamesh is Varasa Nida, Kib Al Keri, Shiraz Ziva Damia. Hamishamesh, who then becomes a Nida, is a minor followed by a major tuma. It's the same thing as a Bal Keri that sees Ziva. The Kapata Rabbi Huda, nevertheless, Rabbi Huda Paters him. Shmamina, her. So Shmamina, we see from there that Rabbi Yehuda is svara. The lamdas of Rabbi Yehuda is because he doesn't require you to do a tvila for a minor tuma when there's a major tuma on you. Tani Rabbi Chia behedya. Rabbi Chia has a brice about this behedya. Balkari shara aziva. If you have a balkari that afterwards has a major tuma of zivas, tsarach tvila requires tvila, and nevertheless Rabbi Yehuda paiter. Rabbi Yehuda paiter and hadran alach mishemesu three down. Let's start the next parak. Tfilas HaShachar, davening Shachris, ad Chatzais. You can do it until Chatzais. Rabbi Huda Eimer ad Dalet Shoyis until four, the fourth hour. And there is a Zman Tfilah that you have to daven Shachris by, which is the fourth hour of the day. It's about an hour after Kriyashma, after the Zman Kriyashma. Tfilas HaMincha, davening Mincha is ad Ha'erv until the evening, till sundown. Rabbi Huda Eimer ad Plag HaMincha. Yes, until Plag HaMincha, until half of the time when you're allowed to daven Mincha. So if Mincha is You take the time of Mincha and you split it into half, and Gemara will discuss exactly what time that is. Tfilas Erev Ma'ariv is Ein Lekeva. There is no set time for it, and the Gemara will discuss what that means. B'shel Musafen, Shel Musaf is Kol Hayayim, is the entire day. So somebody just asked Allah Lamaisa, he was Rosh Chodesh, oh my gosh, forgot to daven Musaf, could he still daven right before Shkia? Yes, he could, the entire day. Rabbi Huda Imar Ad Zayin Chos, Rabbi Huda says Lechatchila, it's until the seventh hour. Questions to Gemara, Verminahu. Astira. It says in the previous mishnah, mitzvasa im hanetzachama, the kedeshi ismach gula letfila, the mitzvah of kriyashma is to lay it right before nates, so that you could finish, so that you could say shemana esrei by nates, and this way you'll say your kriyashma right next to nate, right next to shemana esrei, kedeshi yismach, so that you should put the gula next to tefila, the nimsa, and it will come out mispalel b'yom, that you are davening at the right time, right at the beginning of the day, at daybreak. So we see that the proper time to daven is at daybreak. And the Gemara answers, well, yeah, that's the best time. Kitanya hahi, that b'rais is levasikin. It's for those who are very careful in the mitzvahs. The Amr Rabbi Yechanan vasikin hayu gaimim amisam imanei tzachama. As Rabbi Yechanan said, the vasikin used to finish kriyashma with the nates and then daven shmanes right afterwards. But but everybody else has until either chatzos or the fourth hour. The Gemara says, "V'kuli alma ad chatzos v'sula." You're only able to daven until chatzos, and no more than that. V'hamar Rav Mori brei the Rav Huna brei the Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ta'av, a person makes a mistake, v'lo yispalal arvas, and he forgets to daven ma'ariv. Mispalal shachris b'shachris time, he should daven shachris twice. And if a person forgets to daven shachris, mispalal b'minchas time, he should daven mincha twice. Cool. So we see that you're allowed technically to daven two minchas instead of one shachris. So the Gemara answers, it's true you could daven two minchas instead of one shachris. Va'azel ad chatzos. You could daven kuli yoyma matzli va'azel. You're right. You could daven the entire day ad chatzos. If you daven before chatzos, you have a schar tefila bezmana. They give you schar of davening during the proper time. Mikan va'elach. From then on, schar tefila yahavile. The schar tefila you will get, but schar tefila bezmana you will not get the schar tefila of davening at the proper time. Lo yahavile. They will not give you the schar of davening at the proper time. I think a Gemara could have answered a simpler answer, which is, well, that's b'di'eved if a person forgets. But l'chatchila, I mean, you can't do that l'chatchila. I don't know how many times people are like, oh, I'm going to daven mincha twice. Don't worry. Like, no, you can't do that. So I say, don't even daven mincha twice. But I will have to stop here. But that would have been a better answer.
How bad is only a